From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Candidates are vying for votes in five presidential nominating contests. Republicans have caucuses in Kentucky, Kansas, and Maine, and a primary in Louisiana. Campaigning in Kansas, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump said that he is gaining support among conservative evangelical voters.
We're leading with the evangelicals all over the country. Leading, big. Because they don't want to vote for a liar. You have Lion Ted Cruz. I call him, I nicknamed him Lion. I say Lion. How would you spell that? L-Y-E-N. Lion.
Trump canceled an appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington in order to campaign in Kansas. The CPAC responded to Trump's cancellation on Twitter, writing, "Very disappointed at Real Donald Trump has decided at the last minute to drop out of hashtag CPAC. His message sends a clear message to conservatives." Democrats, meanwhile, will choose between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in caucuses Saturday in Nebraska and Sunday in Maine and the territory of Puerto Rico. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says the operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Speaking in Baghdad, Brett McGurk said that the elements are being put in place to drive ISIL from the Iraqi city.
The operations to liberate Mosul, isolating Mosul, are already underway. We're working now closely with the government of Iraq and Iraqi security commanders on the actual liberation of Mosul itself.
This is VOA News. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper. Police confronted around 500 protesters Saturday outside the Istanbul offices of Zaman. The crackdown is the latest in a crackdown on opposition media linked to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is now a U.S. resident, whom the Ankara government accuses of treason. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey can collaborate to end conflicts and what he called bloody fratricides. Iranian Vice President Eshag Jahangiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move towards stability. Turkey is a main backer of the rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iran, along with Russia, supports the Assad government. President Obama says that he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he travels to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said that greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to pay for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications.
That's what this is all about, making sure our government, of the people and by the people, works better for the people in the 21st century. It's about Americans working together to make a real difference in people's lives.
The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good. South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas. It's devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. And Slovaks are voting Saturday for lawmakers in an election where Europe's migration crisis bears a lot of weight. Slovakia is due to take over the European Union's rotating presidency in July, which could position its government to play a bigger role in EU policy discussions on the migration crisis. The ruling Smer party of Prime Minister Robert Fico is expected to lose seats following corruption scandals and complaints about low pay. However, the polls indicate the Smer party will win at least 30% of the 150 seats at stake. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.